Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In my last story, I introduced you to King David's mighty men. These were a group of 30 fierce fighting men who never lost a battle. Then there was the special forces of the 3 mighty men, all who helped King David. Listen to one of their stories. The Philistine army had seized the Rephaim Valley and even taken the city of Bethlehem. The armies of the Philistines were great. King David went with his mighty men to a stronghold just outside of the Rephaim Valley, where they could see the Philistine army down below. It is here King David had a craving and just mentioned it out loud. "Oh, if only someone could get me a drink of water from that well of Bethlehem, the well that sits by the gate." David's mighty men loved David dearly and had heard his request. The odds were impossible with the valley of Rephaim filled with Philistine army and the city of Bethlehem under the control of the Philistines also. Against all these odds, 3 of David's mighty men left the stronghold and penetrated the lines of the Philistine armies. They continued their journey down into Bethlehem and there too penetrated the guards and fetched the water from the well that King David could only dream of. Returning to the stronghold, they presented King David with a cup of this precious water. King David refused to drink it. He poured it out as a drink offering unto the Lord, saying, "Far be it from me that before God I should taste this water. Shall I drink the blood of these men who went and risked their lives? For at the risk of their lives, they have brought it to me." This is just one of many stories written in the book of King David's mighty men. They risked their lives just for a cup of water. It's hard to interpret this story found in 1 Chronicles chapter 11. Some find it exciting, while others shake their heads and wonder, how could David do this? Because these men risked their lives for him just so he could have a drink of water. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.